Italian paper reports on videos of Joe Biden's declining health, rigid movements. By Wendell Hussebo and Alana Mastrangelo on June 14, 2024. Italy's largest paper reported on a curious incident involving President Joe Biden during the G7 summit with world leaders in Italy on Thursday. Corriere della Sera, a paper based in Milan and in circulation since the 1880s, reported a Thursday episode that appeared to show Biden wandering off into the distance before Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni turned him back to the group of world leaders watching a skydiving show. Joe Biden appears to wander off into the distance. With Jill Biden absent her responsibility, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni directed him back to the group pic.twitter.com/3iscarninski. Wendell Hussebo, at Wendell Hussebo, June 13, 2024. The video went viral on social media platforms and apparently caught the attention of the foreign press. Corriere della Sera's Viviana Mazza reported the scene in an article titled "Biden and the Videos of His Rigid Movements. How is the President?" A video in which the G7 leaders are observing the paratroopers' performance of the Folgore Brigade and Biden steps away for a moment, recalled by Giorgia Meloni, who touches his arm, has gone viral. Critics describe it as a moment in which he gets distracted and wanders. Supporters note that, in reality, he only turned around for a moment to compliment one of the paratroopers. Doubts about the age of the president, an 81-year-old man subjected to exhausting rhythms between international commitments and election campaigning, are not new to Americans. Also, in a rare interview Biden gave to Time magazine last month, the author notes, following the president into the Oval Office, that his stiff gait, muffled voice, erratic syntax clashes with the intense, talkative appearance from when he was a senator or vice president. The Trump campaign focuses a lot on this, a video showing President Biden, who seems to try to sit on a chair that's not there during the anniversary of the Normandy landings, that also went viral, but it was partial footage and therefore distorted. As the Associated Press noted, because in the complete one, the American president looks back, sees a chair, and sits down slowly after a pause. In other moments, such as the Juneteenth ceremony a few days ago at the White House, Biden smiles but is immobile and a little out of place, while everyone around him is dancing. In an article published by the Wall Street Journal in the days past, Republican lawmakers, under anonymity, told anecdotes about the slowness and yielding of the 81-year-old American president in closed-door meetings in which they discussed issues such as funds for Ukraine and the debt ceiling. In one of these meetings in January, the American president, the authors wrote, he had a voice so faint that some people had difficulty hearing it, paused for a long time, and closed his eyes for so long that they wondered if he was still tuned. A spokesman for Biden, Andrew Bates, defined the Republicans' comments as politically motivated and said foreign leaders, experts, and even the same Republicans in Congress have recognized that Biden is an expert leader. And if he happens to retell the same story over again, he has always done it, even before he was 81 years old. The Sun, a British tabloid newspaper, also reported on the event. According to The Sun's diplomatic sources, Biden has been losing focus during the summit. One told The Sun, it's the worst he has ever been. Another insider added that while the president had shown moments of sharpness and clarity during meetings, at other times he had appeared to be losing focus and concentration. Other attendees from multiple delegations have described Mr. Biden's performance incident as embarrassing. About one-third of Democrats doubt Biden's mental fitness, a December Harvard/Harris survey found. Another poll revealed that 82% of Americans harbor concerns about his physical and mental health. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.